your boyfriend?
No.
Joshua, that's, what's her name?
That's him last night, yeah.
With who?
With Diane Kruger.
She's not all that.
That's known for her role in National Treasure.
And for being bony and pointy. It's 503.
But you know, it doesn't matter. At least she's a size zero and blonde. That's all that counts.
at least he's looking for the woman inside. He's looking for the inner person. 503-733-2970. That's the worst. Isn't that the, I mean, now I'm not knocking Joshua Jackson. I'm sure she's an old soul. I'm sure he loves her for her mind. I'm simply saying, doesn't that suck when there's somebody that you... I mean, it sucks more for you because this doesn't ever happen to guys. But when there's a... But I know that Lara goes through this constantly. But you know, some guy that she thinks is great and whatever, and she's, oh, he's not like other... And it's always a celebrity. He's not like other men. He really sees the inner person. And then it's like, da-da-da-da. He's dating model, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always some... You know, and it's a guy like John Mellencamp, who I am a big Mellencamp fan. I respect that guy a lot. He's one of those guys... And I'm not sure that he... Did he divorce his wife or was he just single for a long time? I'm not sure if he divorced his wife or not, but it's like, you know, Mellencamp, Heartland, Voice of the Working Man, A Common Guy, and One of Us, and then he marries like some like 21-year-old model. You know, and part of you goes like, yeah, and then part of you goes like, eh, you know, it's like...
Well, see, it's pictures like this that make me, like, kind of send me back to reality and realize that some people just aren't attainable.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, it's like, well, that was like, I think that was the moment when Howard lost a lot of his, not a lot of his fan base, but I think the Howard sort of backslid, I think, with a lot of his fans. It wasn't when he got divorced from Alison Stern, you know, because he made so much of, like, that was so much of his book and the movie, and it was all predicated on the marriage to Alison Stern. And I don't think... Getting divorced didn't lose him, I don't think, any respect from anybody, because, you know, half of all marriages end in divorce. It was getting divorced, and then, bam, I'm seen with a model the next night at Elaine's.
Mm-hmm.
That was really where it all kind of went south with him with a lot of guys. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson radio program, Jim Roop. Hello, sir.
You shall not commit adultery.
Hey.
What the hell is that?
Moses.
What the hell have you got there?
That's Moses, man.
You shall not commit adultery.
Hello?
It sounds like Clyde Lewis.
Sorry, it sounds like a demon.
Sounds like Lee Marvin.
Oh, I can totally see that.
That's my...
Play it again.
You want that same one?
Right. Yeah.
You shall not commit adultery.
Yeah.
That is Clyde.
Okay, that was freaking me out. You know what you sounded like? You sounded like the guy from Saw just there. That's what that was.
You are all in this room because you have sinned.
Wait, Jesus sounds more feminine. Here you go.
Talking Jeep.
Wait, hang on. That was me. Let's see here.
I tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
I look fabulous in these pants.
Yeah.
Is that a rock? Is that a new, more diversified Jesus?
That's those Jesus dolls that.
You know what you just did there? You did a rolling open. That's what it was, a cold opening right there. Where rather than saying, "Hello, Rick, I am Jim Roop, and let me talk to you about a talking Jesus doll," I went right to you.
You shall not commit adultery.
I'm sorry, that's just hilarious.
I just thought it was great.
It is,
when I told the guy, I said, "Hey, can I try the Moses?" He said, "Sure." I put the mic up to it. That's the one I got.
Is trying the Moses like trying the club? Trying the soup of the day?
Yeah.
I'll try the Moses. And the blue plate. I'll take your James Dean with a side of curly fries.
They have all the biblical characters there.
Now this is... Okay, well, let me just give a little background here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. You have done what Aaron Sorkin would call the hyperkinetic opening sequence, which is where we went to you, we just leapt right into it, and then we paused for a moment to, like, give the background.
I understand.
Here's what it says here. A company that rejected Jesus doll, a company that sells Bible-quoting Jesus dolls, said it was surprised and disappointed in an obvious calculated publicity stunt that the Marine Reserve's Toys for Tots program turned down its offer to donate 4,000 of the talking dolls. Now, it's not just Jesus. Is there also a talking Moses?
Yeah, there's Moses and Mary, and I like Moses.
You shall not commit adultery.
I like Moses.
Why do you keep playing that one?
I don't know. That's the only one I have of Moses.
Does,
to be the one.
Does Moses not give all the commandments
he
anymore?
He does, yeah. But when I hit the button, that's the one. That's the commandment I got.
Maybe God is trying to tell us something, Jim Roop.
He's telling us not to commit adultery.
He's trying to keep us on the straight and narrow.
Yes, he is.
He doesn't want us tempted by the wiles of others.
He doesn't want us to be like the celebrities you've been talking
about. That's exactly what I'm saying. He wants my conversations with Lisa Goddard to be chaste and pure.
They can't be any other ways.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
He's too far away.
So what is, do you have a Mary doll?
I saw one, but I wasn't there.
Can I buy one of these?
You know, I don't think so. Well, you might be able to if you go to, what the hell is the name of this coming out? One to Believe In.
One to Believe, is that spelled out?
Number two. One to Believe In.
I remember this company.
Okay, Sarah's going to the website right now, and it's One to Believe In, and is that one spelled out, or is it a number?
It's O-N-E.
O-N-E,
yeah.
To Believe In, .com?
I would just search One to Believe In toys and see what you come up with.
Let's see what I've got here. And is it now,
Yeah, here we go. You get them on Amazon.
All right, excellent. How much could I expect to pay for Talking Moses?
I didn't ask that question. About 25 bucks, I think.
I would totally pay that. The company, they had to have known this isn't going to fly because, I mean...
$21.99 for a Moses, for a battery-powered Moses. $19.99 for the battery-powered Jesus.
A battery-powered Moses does sound like code for some sexual act.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah, the girl and I went in the back and I gave it the...
Where's my Moses?
The battery-powered Moses.
Oh.
The battery-powered Moses is like giving her the Wenatchee banana.
And by the way, if you go to Amazon, they are in stock.
Is it really? They're not sold out?
Oh.
You think that there's a bunch of joyless nutcase families that would have bought these already for their freaky kids?
Yeah.
All right. They had to have known, though, that the Toys for Tots people weren't going to take the dolls because, I mean, you never know. It's going to go to a Jewish family. It's going to go to the Muslim family.
But their premise was, this is a Christmas organization. This collects toys for Christmas. At least that's the way it began. And what it always has been. 90% of the recipients are Christians. If a Muslim family or a Jewish family gets it, the owner of the company says, well, they can just look at it as a historical figure. And I said, and re-gift it. Why not?
Well, then, no, there you go. Now, that makes...
Christian buddy.
That makes... You could have a diverse family.
You could.
You can say, many of my favorite dolls are Christian.
And if you look at... If you go to Amazon.com, you take a look at Moses and Jesus here.
Okay.
They got the Kung Fu grip, just like G.I. Joe.
Okay, I have to. Hold on a second. I know this is gripping radio, everybody, here, as I type in a website. Hold on. Amazon.com. Amazon.com. And do I just type...
Poison Games and then Believe.
What if I can just type in Talking Moses?
You could.
Talking...
Yeah, I haven't been able to find it.
Talking
I got
Moses.
It.
Talking Moses. Where did you get... Where did you...
I just went to search, and I just searched One to Believe In toys.
Where did you get them? Where did you get these dolls?
They make them here. It's a Beverly Hills company. They make them out in Valencia.
Oh, are you actually... You went to...
I was actually there. I went there yesterday.
Pretty... Okay, here it is.
That's how I got these.
Your neighbor as yourself.
There you go.
Moses talking 12-inch tall biblical figure. You're right.
John 15.
I love that.
What is that one?
That was John 15.
5. I am the vine. You are the branches.
That's beautiful.
I am the Eggman. Cuckoo, ka-choo.
Cuckoo, ka-choo. I am the walrus.
They ought to have a Lennon doll that says, like, I am the walrus. Okay, here it is. Moses talking. Moses looks like he's gonna whoop some ass.
Yeah, he does, honey. He's got that Charlton Heston just off the mountain look.
He does. He is the Heston model too. He's got steely eyed resolve, and his hands look like they're ready to be gripping a gun and like a taser.
And Jesus looks like Billy Ray Cyrus over there.
All right, hold on. Let me see. Talking Jesus. Hold on. Let me look at him.
His body's all disproportionate.
He's a stumpy Moses. I gave it a stumpy Moses.
Well,
oh, wait.
I think they got him leaning forward a little bit.
Now, wait a minute. There are three different Talking Jesus dolls. There's three different models.
Oh, really?
There's
the one I'm looking at is the one I saw.
Okay, I'm looking at three different Talking. I wonder if these are different companies. This is amazing. Oh, yeah, it's three different companies. One from Messengers of Faith, one from One to Believe, and one from Time Capsule Toys. One of them is sort of like the Obi-Wan, where he's got like the sash. The other one is like a cloak, and the other one has like a cloak slung over his arm. And they're all around $20. This is fantastic. You're right.
The sash is the one I saw.
No, I'm looking at the one you've got, and it is. He's sort of a Billy Ray Jesus kind of
Billy
a thing.
Achy breaky arc.
Thou shalt not.
Do this in memory of me. Achy breaky. Yeah.
Thou shalt not tell my heart. Thou shalt not tell my achy breaky heart.
I think I have more of these things.
Thou shalt can tell
power
their part.
Believe in him shall not perish. I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
Those are just creepy sounding. What kind of a look, and I'm not trying to bust on people of faith, I'm really not, but that's a creepy sounding doll. What? That's going to mess your kid up. That's going to make your kid a little wacky, I think. And let's be honest.
And it's too big for the dashboard.
And
at a foot long, that's too big for the dashboard.
Yeah. It'll only work if you're driving like an Escalade. That's the only kind of car it can protect you in. Good God, that's what they ought to bring back, is the dashboard Jesus.
Uh-huh.
I know the jingle. I know that whole song. Do you know the dashboard Jesus song?
Yeah, as long as I have my classic Jesus. Yeah, I know it. I mean, I remember it. But
all right.
Why don't you sing it, Rick?
I don't care if it rains or freezes, because I got my plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard of my car. Yeah, there's a whole thing. And then there's that line about it's iridescent, made of abalone shell. Telling me that I won't go to hell.
Yeah.
You know, that's a creepy song now that I think about it. You have to have a plastic thing in your car assuring you you're not going to go to hell.
No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
There you go. That's all I'm saying.
Thou shalt tell thy pa way down in Arkansas about my achy breaky. All right, well, there you go.
Officer, I was not speeding.
You shall not commit adultery.
Okay, that's fantastic. There's really no easy way to segue into this next thing that I'm going to ask you about.
OJ.
Yeah.
Dude, man, I couldn't believe it.
Okay, did you tell everybody that
I told everybody that I knew that because Rick Emerson told me.
That's what I'm saying. Did you tell the people at CNN that?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just clarifying now because I like to think that the people at CNN hold our show in a little bit of regard.
In fact, when I did mention that this morning, and they said, really? And I said, I thought you guys were monitoring our live shots.
No,
because if they would have known that we've been talking about it.
Now, you know, Sarah Dillon does believe.
No.
Sarah Dillon does believe.
I'm just saying, I got a call from someone from CNN that I've never spoken to before, and they had our direct studio line asking if they could get a tape of Gary Baumgarten when he comes on.
And, well, there are people, there are factions here at CBS, I won't say who, that believe that there are, how do I put this? There's someone here at our station who believes that someone there at CNN monitors our program to see if they are spoken of in a disparaging way.
Really?
I'm not saying that's true. I'm saying
that's
it was...
That's sad if that were true.
I'm not saying it's true. I'm really not. I'm just saying it was speculated. This is great. Scotty's suggesting a John Lennon doll that actually says...
We're more popular than Jesus now.
That's fantastic. You could have battling dolls.
Talking Jesus.
And then you have a Klansman that's threatening to kill the John Lennon doll for saying that about the Jesus doll. Oh,
I like that idea.
You shall not steal.
Oh.
You shall not steal.
And that's the Moses doll?
That's Moses.
Okay, I know that this is sacrilege, but I mean, I'm going to skip the Jesus doll. I'm getting the Moses one.
Yeah. You know, Moses has more to say.
Yeah, he really does. You know.
Plus, he's got my favorite line of the year so far.
You shall not commit adultery.
I swear to God, whenever you have to go to some sort of the press conference or something about a celebrity that's getting a busted up marriage, you ought to just hold that up in the air. Hold that up in the air, and that'll be your question. Jim Rope in the back. Yes, and then just hold the Moses doll up to the microphone. So as you told the people at CNN, we had talked about this O.J. Simpson thing weeks ago.
Yeah.
And now it's true.
Now it's true.
So
And then he's got that. I didn't know about the interview, the TV interview.
I didn't know that either, but the TV interview is to push the book.
Yeah.
I mean.
The interview is a two-parter, the 27th and 29th. The book comes out on the 30th.
I mean. You got to give it up to the Inquirer. They had it. They said, and as I said, the Inquirer doesn't.
I give it up to you for talking about it in the Inquirer because I agree that the Inquirer is no longer just some kind of supermarket rag.
Yeah,
they have real investigative journalists.
Well, and by the way,
Mike Walker had a lot to do with that.
And Judith Regan, who was publishing this OJ book, used to be the editor at the National Enquirer too.
She's also the one doing the interview on television.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, there's a whole lot of kind of incest going on there, corporate wise. But it is off the charts weird. There's no I mean, it's almost so weird, this thing, because in case you didn't hear this, so O.J. Simpson is going to go on television, and just as we said weeks ago, he's going to give an interview in which he describes, quote, how I would have killed Nicole had that been me.
That's just wrong.
And then it's to push a book called If I Did It, in which he gives a blow-by-blow, minute-by-minute account of how the murders would have been committed by him if he was the one who
did it.
Did
you read the thing, how the person he was talking to was asking how he would have known that he would be covered in so much blood, and he's like, oh, I just assume with two dead bodies that I'd be covered in blood. He was describing it.
The whole thing is actually so weird and so bizarre that I almost don't have any way to talk about it. Do you know what I mean? It's so...
Well, he is itching so badly to say, you know, to give everybody a big F you because he got away with this.
Well,
and he wants to let the world know that he got away with it. And this is his way of doing it. I'm convinced.
Well, that's the thing is that... You talk to any cop, and I don't know a whole lot about law enforcement, but you talk to any cop, and they'll tell you this. They'll say, you know, the thing is, criminals... The thing that cops always play on is that at the heart of it, criminals want to confess.
Right.
Amateur criminals, anyway. I'm not talking about some hardened street guy. But just some guy who knocks over a bank or some idiot that goes nuts and kills his wife and buries her in a shallow grave. It eats at them, and they always want to confess. And that's why they keep him in that interrogation room, because they say without fail, you get a guy in a room or in the box, and you work on him long enough, and he says it, and they always feel really good after they've said it because they've gotten it off. That's clearly what's happening with O.J.
And he knows. He can't be tried again for this murder.
Now, is that true? I mean,
if he says he did it, he's in trouble. But they can't bring charges.
If he just sticks with this that it's a theory,
they
can't.
Yeah, he can. So he can say everything he wants, as long as he continues to deny the fact that
he
did it.
I'm telling you this right now, Jim Roop. I'm going to pass this to you because I care, and because you and I have a special relationship. I'm going to give you this idea. You can keep this. I only ask for a small piece of the money and a little bit of credit. Here's what you need to start selling. Talking OJ doll. There you go.
Yeah. I am searching for the real killers. Where is my golf club?
I'm telling you right now.
I imagine I'd be covered in blood.
Oh, that's just wrong.
I imagine it would be messy.
Oh, God.
I told her not to skeeze around with Marcus Allen.
Yeah.
See, there you go.
I would imagine the knife would have to be at least 12 inches long.
Where did all this blood come from?
Oh, we're going to hell.
I'd have to wear boots.
You're a bad...
Bruno Lollies, whatever they were called.
Bad, bad person. Can you... let's do a little Tom Likens here. Can you take me out with a Moses?
Oh, yeah. Right.
You shall not commit adultery.
Thank you, Jim Roop.
My pleasure.
There you go. Let's do a quick call. Jim Roop, ladies and gentlemen, Los Angeles. God love him. Jesse, a quick call here, and then we'll break.
Hey, Rick, what's happening?
What's up, brother?
I got an idea that yourself, Roop, and I can make $1 million. We'll buy a bunch of the Jesus dolls and take out the thing that says all the Jesus quotes, and we'll put one in with, like, Chris Rock or Richard Pryor.
Or, like,
and a bunch of their nasty stand-up.
Or just Motley Crue, you know?
Yeah.
Come now, children of the beast, and shout at the devil.
I'd buy that.
We'll be millionaires or at least hundredaires. We can do it.
100 airs. All right. Thank you, sir. There you go, Jesse. Take a break. Come back with Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth, and we'll give away front row passes plus backstage. Tim Conway, Harvey Korman. You stay there. The Rick Emerson Show
continues next.
Believe.
title track of the new My Chemical Romance CD, The Black Parade. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. All right, so two things. We will rejoin Tim Riley in about 15 seconds here. The Ministry of Truth, and then Scotty J. That time has... Listen to how great this is. Listen to how great that is. That's full on Queen right there. Beautiful. Scotty, let's please not be taking callers 5 and 6 at 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Time to give away front row passes to Tim Conway, Harvey Korman, happening Friday, November 17th at the Center, emceed by Tim Riley and myself. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tim Riley, and he is at the Ministry of Truth.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Once that power broker Jack Abramoff lamented his nightmare of scandal that stretches from Congress to the White House and look forward to being with family and friends again someday as he entered the federal pen today, he parlayed campaign donations and expensive gifts into political influence. He arrived at about 6:30 a.m. A relatively secluded prison in Western Maryland. He will serve nearly a 6-year sentence for fraudulent Florida business deals.
Damn, dollar in the jar. That's too bad. All right.
Well, with Christmas, make that Thanksgiving, just a week away, it's time to start thinking about thawing out the turkey. Tomorrow is National Thaw Your Turkey Day. And Nicole Johnson with the Butterball Turkey Talk Line.
Everything sounds crude today.
Says it can take a full week for a frozen bird to thaw.
Look, I've got a bad case of the Butterballs.
Remember that it takes a whole 24 hours for every 4 pounds of turkey to thaw in the refrigerator. Take your turkey from the freezer, put it in the refrigerator, and go ahead and let it, you know, let it do its thing. Let it start thawing.
I bet this woman is like the people on the laugh track. She's dead. She's been dead for 20 years. All they do is just dig this out of the musty archives and play it every year.
A can of dog food cost taxpayers in Los Angeles over $2.5 million. The L.A. City Council voted 11-1 to pay the fireman for a prank in which he claimed his co-workers mixed dog food with his dinner. Councilman Tom LeBlanc said the council decided not to reconsider that decision.
Fantastic. Oh, is this that written?
Based on a recommendation of the city attorney on the matter, the 17-year city employee who was a firefighter, I believe harmed by the incident. You call it a prank, but all of a sudden it goes over the line. It went way over the line.
All right.
Here's a, well, that's not.
There you go. It's Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth. Right. And we're done. All right, then. 503. No, I guess we're moving. No, Tim just did that definitive, like, I am unplugging my headphones.
We're moving on here.
We are now finished. And we're done.
That was only a story.
That was three stories.
Three.
I feel so unsatisfied. All right.
Not enough Tim. It's 50. Not enough Tim in my Rick Emerson show.
Oh, there's plenty.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Riley. It's 503-733-2970. Real quickly, let's get Greg. Hello, how can I help you, sir?
Hey, Rick, I just wanted to let the peeps know that I checked out CD Game Exchange, and even if it's a little out of the way for the drive, because I live in Newburgh and everything's out of the way from Newburgh, but I got the first three seasons of Sopranos and, like, the new Meatloaf CD for, like, just a little over $100, so... I want to let the peeps know, even if it's a little far to go, just make the trip because you'll save a lot of money. It's a good deal. So I want to thank you for mentioning them on the air.
For mentioning what, sir?
The CD Game Exchange, of course.
And you heard that store where?
I heard that on the Rick Emerson radio program.
God bless you,
finest
sir.
Finest radio program in all the land.
Thank you, sir. There you go. Thank you. God bless you. Greg, thank you. I appreciate it, brother. All right, there you go. Thank you. That's Greg. All right, it's 503-733-2970.
Please don't end Scotty's sounder with that Connie Chung thing. I can't take it anymore.
Really?
Please don't.
Okay.
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except...
You're not going to amount to jack squat!
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
End of message.
Thank you. I'm a total just skanky girls galore. I'd rather be a whore than a patty cake. What?
Nothing.
thought you were going to play.
I smelled my hand and I made everyone else smell my hand.
Oh, sweet. You found it. You found a whole new library.
Yes, there you go. All right. All right.
Do you have any for you?
I actually say I'm gay all the time.
Huh?
There's some new ones in there, Rick.
Yeah, there's some, play the new ones. Anywho. I don't want to spend the whole night fucking.
What the hell? Oh, my God.
What? I don't want to spend the whole night fucking. I don't want to spend the whole night fucking.
Okay, we can stop playing that now.
It's wrong.
Okay.
It's just wrong.
All I have is a dollar.
I don't even understand.
All I have is a dollar. That's kind of funny.
Okay.
Alcohol may have played a role in the Muppet Hut.
No, what?
These don't even make any sense. Let's see. What else do I have here? No, these, none of mine are any good.
Oh, yes, they are.
So, anyway.
That's an old one.
Scotty has some in there.
Hey, cut that out.
Anyway,
I don't have any more money. I've got to eat this.
There is some new Emerson ones, though, that you
okay, play a couple of the Emerson ones.
Ha ha.
I'm sorry?
Play a couple of the Emerson ones.
All right, hold on. And then we got to do the, this game.
Oh, I'm ready. I've got it.
All right, let's see. Bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum. Okay, that doesn't...
It has nothing to do with the penis, baby!
I don't even... What...
Did you get that one out there?
In what context...
I'm working on that.
Okay.
Skin bun. Skin bun in your hair. Skin bun. Fresh skin, full skin.
I don't even know. I don't
want to
smell
one?
Your bagel. In what context are we even saying
that? Perhaps you're only funny to me, I don't know.
Sarah Dillon, you're a goddamn whore.
Oh, yeah.
never
gets old.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he forgot about that.
Oh, there you go. All right, what am I doing here? Oh, okay, it's that time once again, ladies and gentlemen, with the... No, that's with the thing. All right, hello, Rick Emerson, the radio program. Hello, sir. Are you ready to play for it? By play, I mean sit there. For a pair of Tim Conway and Harvey Korman tickets. Tim Conway and Harvey Korman tickets.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, my, you sound legitimately excited, sir.
I am insanely excited. I've been a huge Harvey Korman fan since I can remember.
Really? Is that true?
It's absolutely true. I grew up on Blazing Saddles.
I was just going to say, name it. Please not to be giving me the name that Harvey Korman's character, what was his name in Blazing Saddles?
Hedley Lamarr.
Hedley. All right, there you go. All right, so here's what we're going to do. You and I, sir, will be teaming up against Scotty J in the Pop Culture Face-Off.
Excellent.
If Scotty will be playing against you, Scotty is your enemy. Scotty opposes all that is right and good in this world. If Scotty beats me in this trivia contest,
that'll never happen.
No, it won't. You will be denied the ticket, sir. If and that is to say, when I defeat Scotty J at the Pop Culture Face-Off, you will be sitting front row, watching Tim Conway, Harvey Korman, and you'll get to go backstage and meet them as well.
Oh my God!
It's all a quiver. All right, are you ready, sir?
I am ready.
All right, do nothing.
I'll try to lose for you.
Hey, thank you. All right, Scotty, you may even pick the category. Sarah, what are the categories from which he has to choose?
No music or what?
Movie, television, music, sports and
games. There is music.
Games.
Okay.
I don't think you want to go up against Strickland.
I don't want to go up against him against anything.
Why don't you do TV? You seem like you'd know TV.
I know TV and music, but he maybe... okay, is this from a certain era?
No.
Yeah, it's from the 80s. It's around the time that I think you'd know it because it's a little bit
older. But it's not the 80s. We should be clear. This is not an 80s Trivial Pursuit game. It is the pop culture edition. So it is not
Can
like 80s
specific. Random questions that I think would apply to both of
you? Music and TV.
All right.
I'll pick easier questions. All right.
You have carte blanche.
Okay. This is right. The first card I picked up, the TV question. What is...
Is...
Well, this is kind of... You'll see. What is the Crocodile Hunter's real name?
Rick. Steve Irwin.
That is correct.
Yeah, that's one for me, Rick Emerson.
I had coming out, see?
You went, S coming out?
I can't even say my name. See, you can go Rick, but Scotty's harder to say. I'm just going to go S.
You can bust in with S.
Oh, Scotty would know this one. What two-word slogan appeared on a line of a late 90s extreme sports t-shirt? Two-word slogan.
Rick, no fear.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's one for me, Rick Emerson.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You owned No
that's
Fear
actually
clothing.
True for you.
I bet you own No Fear clothing. Nope. I bet you had a Just Do Me shirt. All right.
This is like all dead people that
just
questions
not
about.
Do me, it's do it, right? Just do it.
Yeah, but in
Scotty,
the
this
way,
is a
the wacky ones is just do me.
It's all dead people that are coming up.
I'm not going to get this.
What producer's Beverly Hills Mansion features an ice skating rink and a bowling alley?
Aaron Spelling.
That's correct.
Really?
Oh,
okay.
Ooh, no. That's one for me, you sketch.
Oh, we should still give him backstage if you win.
We can't fix it. All right. He's not going to win.
Fixing it?
He's not going to win.
No, but we...
Hey, I thought it was a seven deal anyways. You got to do best...
Well,
seven.
We have to do it today. I got yelled at for not doing it yesterday.
Okay, good. So he's going to get backstage too if you win?
Well, yeah, I am going to win, yes.
Okay, good. What movie features characters... Oh, this is so easy. Named Ponyboy and Soda Pop
Rick, The Outsiders.
I did not know that.
That's one from me, Rick Emerson. That's a chick book, too, and I know that one. In your face.
Kind of chick book.
It's totally a chick book.
Oh, it's not a chick book.
So The Outsiders is complete. Okay, whatever you say.
I didn't even know that. I've never even seen it.
It's a chick
book. Let's put it that way.
All right.
Music.
Whose vault? Did Geraldo Rivera...
Rick! Al Capone! That's me, Rick Emerson.
Is that? He's saying Rick right when you're saying vault. Okay, new rules.
You can't dance, blame the floor.
She has to say the entire sentence.
Oh, wait, so we got to fix this for you because you can't read ahead in your mind?
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I just watched this the other weekend. What comedy had Kirsten Dunst and Michelle Williams as teens who meet President Nixon?
Oh, Rick Dick. Rick Dick. Is that right?
What did you say?
Dick.
Scotty J.
Huh?
Scotty J.
Dick.
Scotty J.
Dick, Dick, Dick.
Is he right or wrong?
Dick.
Are you making him just say that?
He's right.
Okay. Because I would say Legally Blonde.
The answer is obviously Dick. Don't laugh. Dick Nixon. That's the name of the movie, is it not?
I'm marking this time down then.
Is the movie not named Dick?
It's 2:40-something.
That's what we should change some of them to.
Dick Blitzen.
Dick Nixon.
Dick Nixon.
All right. I'm going to change one to Donner and Blitzen.
Hey, Scotty, who wrote the song It's Raining Men?
Rick. Paul Schaefer. That's one for me, Rick Emerson.
I wouldn't know that. That's just too good.
I thought you'd know.
Let's do one more here just so I can run up the scoreboard. I have not.
I
no, that is not true.
These have been in the studio. They have not.
It's not true. I have not read them.
Yeah.
All right. Scotty, you might know this one. What type of women's pants are named after the foot rings that hang from a saddle?
Scotty.
Yes.
Stirrup.
That is correct.
Oh, I was thinking a brand name. Oh, you way to go, Scotty. All right, let's do one more here so you can at least see.
It's
get
not an
right.
all-out skunk.
So
like
I don't have
day.
Double your score.
All right.
Does
Ferris Bueller pass himself off on in order
Rick.
To get...
Scotty.
Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago. That's me, Rick Emerson.
Yeah.
All right.
Sir,
you are going to see Tim Conway and Harvey Korman, and more importantly, you're going to sit front row, and most importantly, you got backstage meet and greet, sir. Well
Hell
done.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Who's sending you backstage at Tim Conway, Harvey Korman?
The Rick Emerson Show, the greatest radio program in Portland.
Woo! Thank you, sir. I'm going to put you on hold. Scotty J will get your information. Rub it in a little bit that he got the 2 to my 7. All right, there you go. Back after
I'm actually
this.
Pretty proud of Scotty J for getting 2.
He got 2. No, I didn't. Stirrup I should have got. I've dated girls with stirrups. I grew up in the 80s. 503-733-2970 is the Rick Emerson radio program. Wrap it up after this. Like us at 3, Don and Mike at 7. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Solid State Radio.
Like Scotty J telling you what to do.
No, that's... Really. We all know that the show goes better when you tell me what to do. Hello. We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson radio program.
Damn, it's windy outside.
Is it? See, it...
The trees are like at a 45-degree angle.
And here's the thing. I feel bad about not biking, and I especially because I was over at the First Avenue building yesterday. I was talking to Court and Fatboy. In Court, that guy bicycles every day to and from... 300 and whatever days a year, however many days he works, all the way through December, all the way through January, doesn't matter. And you know what? Even with pouring down rain, doesn't matter. So I feel bad. Don't forget, Jen Lane is going to be at Sabala's tonight, 10 p.m. Cupcakes for the ladies. Jen Lane, the cat house at the Sabala's tonight. And 49th?
4911 Southeast Hawthorne.
So there you go. 49th and Hawthorne, Sabala's Mount Tabor. Jen Lane tonight. Stop by and give her a hug, won't you? So there you go. So our good friend Jen Lane, spinning tunes. And nobody knows how to throw a party like Jen Lane. So go see her. That is tonight, 10 o'clock at Sabala's. Rick, greatest show ever. By the way, parking ticket people are scum, self-important grown-up hall monitor bastards. You have tickets to see Borat. Success. I know you will enjoy it. It's fantastic. Blah, 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 blah. So there you go. Yeah, I'm going to go see Borat tonight. So that's another thing where it's like, it takes so much to get me into a movie now, but if there's something that I feel like I got to see for the sake of cultural literacy, that's something I'll do. Rick, I'm just going to catch up on some email, and I got a couple stories I'll read here before we talk to mailman Chris. Rick, your show's great. Makes my mindless mechanical job of counting wood. What? Really? Well, okay. It makes my mindless mechanical job of counting wood a lot more bearable. Your show's on as often as possible has been the cause of a couple near-miss accidents on the forklift due to laughing. Tell the listeners to stop whining about their parking tickets. I am the unfortunate recipient of not one, but two hit-and-run accidents. Imagine coming back to... Yes, Sarah, imagine this. Imagine coming back to your car to find no parking tickets, but some douchebag has slammed into your car door, destroyed your front fender. Sarah, imagine that now.
At least my girl was dumb enough to leave her car.
Seriously. And do you get the $34? She write you a check or does she give it to you?
No, she's actually doing it in increments.
What? Really?
Yeah, I don't care. I have the check from her insurance company, so I got the money for my car. You know, I've kind of become zen with the fact that the good guy doesn't always win and that, you know, she totally screwed me.
Yeah.
And that's it. There's nothing else I can do. But I found her, and now it's on a record, so that'll at least destroy her for a little while.
That really is the goal.
It is the goal. It's going to be on there forever.
Rick, speaking of BS tickets, the school zone speed laws changed this year. Why? Because they were unfair last year. Oh, no, I know all about this. Have you noticed this, too? The school zones where it's like a 24-hour thing. 4 in the morning, you're driving by. 5 miles over the limit, you can get a ticket. It's a bunch of nonsense what it is. A bunch of goddamn nonsense.
We sound as like grumpy old people today.
What's that?
We sound like grumpy old people today.
We really do. It is absolutely true. But you know, things like the parking meters they make, I mean, they really do bring that out of you, though, because it's just such a frustrating, helpless anger that you get for
Which
that.
Which is why I never drive to work. It's just such a pain, and I've learned my lesson.
Well, look, and I don't want to turn this into a whole the listeners to fix all of our problems thing, but I really do have, and I go to sleep. Seriously.
What's going on in that head of yours?
I love this show. I love this job. I really do. I love coming here. It's a great job. All complaints aside, this is kind of the best thing to be doing. I can't talk today. And there are days when it's just like I'm looking at the clock, not because I don't want to be here, but because I feel like I can't put two words together correctly. And today...
We could go out on the Meatloaf song. We could cut the show a few minutes early.
Well, but then I feel like I've just given up. Then I feel like I've surrendered.
Do you feel like you're giving your all, or you're kind of spiraling into blackness?
No, I am giving my all. It's just that my all sucks.
It doesn't suck.
I'm all temperature suck.
You know, everyone has their good and their bad days. What we do is talk all day, and sometimes we're not so good at it.
But do you ever have days where you can't type?
Mm-hmm.
Some days you can type like a demon. Some days you're like...
I have good handwriting days and bad handwriting days. I'm actually having a good one today.
Some days I will misspell the simplest of words over and over again. Last week I had this day where I had to write the word car for some reason. I was like leaving somebody a note about something. It was like blah, 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 my car. And I kept putting an E on the end. And every time I would go to write car, I would write care. And like the third time, you just want to hit yourself on the side of the head. Stop it! You know, like what... What? Like, you want to look inside your own head and figure out what the hell is going on with you. Some days you can't type at all, and that's what it is today. I don't get the typing days. I get the speaking days. Some days I can speak flawlessly with great vigor and flourish. Some days I say things like, me no good, radio talk, things behind Tim, our news. Just got a whole lot of nothing. Let's welcome to the...
Postman is the person in your neighborhood.
Our good friend, the mailman Chris. Hello, sir.
It's not windy out here, not at all.
Is it bad? I mean, this is what I was going to say. I'm going to make a note to myself for this tomorrow. I don't want to have the listeners like solve all our problems for us. But I really do have this issue where I go to bed about the same time every night. I get up more or less around this. I set my alarm anyway about the same time every day. But goddamn, man, I just find it impossible to get out of bed on certain days where... And I don't mean like I'm sitting there going, should I get up? Nah, I'll lay here for a while. I mean, literally, like, I will turn off the alarm and be back in my REM cycle, not even realizing I've turned off the alarm.
Still have the hippie gong alarm?
The Zen clock? No, yeah. Broke. And we dropped it down some stairs.
Zen clock, hippie gong.
Yeah. I am the Eggman. What I really need is one of those Jetsons things where, like, the alarm goes off and it just catapults me out of bed into a shower to where, like, some mechanical hands dress me.
I've heard an alarm that shocks you when you hit it on snooze.
See? That's what I need. Or a big enough dog that he can just drag me out of bed at 6 a.m. and into the kitchen. You know what I mean? So, all right. Hello,
have
Chris.
Have you tried the whole putting the phone on the other side of the room so you have to actually get out of bed?
Yeah, but that doesn't work. And then I just... But when you put the alarm, like, I don't know, half a mile away, so you have to get up, all you just makes you angry then. You still go back to bed, you just go back to angry, back to bed all pissed off. You just, stupid alarm, and then you go back to bed. So,
you know, my friend, I got something else to fish on.
Yeah.
You did not get to the new weekly radio feature that someone emailed you?
No, I did not.
You did not get to the Don Rickles story?
Don Rickles?
About
him on the Walk of Fame.
Caesar's Walk of Fame.
I don't think we teased that. I think Tim just mentioned that.
No, you teased that. You said I have some interesting about Don Rickles, and then he said about being there, but...
I swear to God, you're making that up, but that's okay. I'll defer to your knowledge on this.
You didn't get any email about Blood Rock?
No.
And, well, you did get the O.J. story, the Whoopi in the A.M., and the Clear Channel, plus you got My Chemical Romance, Corman tickets, Jim Roop, Weekend Geek.
See, why do you always have to look at the glasses? The glass is three-quarters full.
It is. He is positive. He started with the negative, ending on a positive.
This is like in management.
It was ending on a positive, except no high-concept story.
It's too late to do it now, because it really would fill the phone lines, and there's just no time. We have like 2 minutes here, so I got nothing.
All right. I guess we're going to add about, four.
Oh, I guess we are, aren't we? Yeah.
Hey, Chris is out there battling the wind.
I know.
Rain.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be cranky.
No, so you'd be at 50. We'll call it 50.
Will we now?
51. We'll call it 50.
Okay. God, that's mighty Christian of you, Chris.
Isn't it?
All right. Thank you, sir. We'll speak with you tomorrow.
If I don't blow away before then.
All right. God bless you. Have fun braving against the elements.
Yeah, something like that.
All right. Let's get one more. Candace the Nurse.
Hey.
You're calling from a porn film? Candace the Nurse, hello.
Hey. Not quite from the porn film. I was the girl who told you, I've got my clients that watch Rosie almost every day with her riding the bus.
Oh, right, because they're crazy. Not crazy,
yeah.
They're...
You know, I wish we had more time, but my brother came in and filled them in with another Rosie clip, and oh my God, I got in such trouble.
This is because you deal with some of the least of God's children.
Yes, the most beautifully simple.
Thank you. Yeah, okay.
And mostly, I just pleased to be making a small spot, maybe on the gross television, we could get a small clip of you. I've been watching some of the other radio stations do this silly stuff. I was wondering if I could get you to join in so we could get a clip of you guys.
I have no idea what we're talking
about. Like how on the Playhouse they film
PK
it live.
Oh, like PK does his thing. You mean like a radio, like a TV version of
just
this?
Just a little, you know, shot of your genius, you know, maybe 10 or 15 seconds.
Yeah, I think that... what is the genius? It'll only take 15 seconds to convey it. Lars takes 4 hours to see all of it.
I've seen other radio stations actually, doing advertising
like
to people.
4 hours. It takes 4 hours to see all of Lars's genius. Mine can be viewed in 12
seconds. I think
seconds.
You should have given us two more, not one more.
Oh.
So I know you're groaning at me right now.
Well, no, I mean, but look at this. It's four
we love
hours.
Your show.
4 hours, and we're still not getting to everything.
That's exactly true. Now, see, add another hour, and you only have to add one push-up a day, Rick.
Now, let me just tell you this. I'm not even going to mention this. I'm not even going to mention the person who suggested. Because, you know, the station used to have a different name. It used to be Johnson 970.
Yeah.
And then there was this whole long period, blah, blah, blah.
I've been with you for years.
Well, and so there was somebody who suggested, well, you ought to call the station Rick 970. And I just immediately...
I know by that voice who you were...
That was a great idea. I immediately shot that down. I'm like, we cannot call this. Because there's... On, you know, on the satellite, there's the Howard 100 channel or whatever.
How big would your head...
No,
I
told him no.
At least pretend some humility.
Oh, no. I was horrified by it. He's like, you call the station Rick 970.
I would work for Riley 970.
Riley 970, that's not bad.
Oh, I'd have to. Oh, I'm so in love with Riley. Sorry, pitter-patter. You don't give him near enough time, sweetie.
I know. Last week it was totally news-heavy, and then this week we've been totally blowing it.
Not complaining, but much, much love to hear Riley.
Oh, no. And I apologize today. Sarah and I both of this. I said this is the post-hitting thing.
You always throw me into this. Like, I'm the one talking.
I'm not saying it's your fault. But
Sarah
I'm not saying it's your fault.
Every good man is the greatest woman.
I'm not saying it's Sarah's fault. It is my fault, but Sarah and I both felt bad about it.
Yeah.
Because we're in here, you know, that we got so behind with everything. And today we were like, we'll just make the 1 o'clock hour, the noon hour, and this is like throws the whole show off.
No, I heard you at 12:50 with no 12 o'clock news.
No, it's true. It was today. Just it all went out of control. No,
but, you know, if we had more time, just a quick little thing. I have to tell you, my brother brought over the clip from Nip and Tuck.
Oh, Nip Tuck.
where Rosie did the sex scene. He showed it to my client.
So mean.
That's and I wish I had, oh my God. I got in such trouble. Right. I had to do the fastest talking I've ever done. Okay. In my life, two of them ran from the room.
Candace, we have to run now.
I'm sorry. Love you guys. Talk to you later.
All right, there you go. Bye. Candace, the nurse, Tim Riley, lover. Ladies love cool Tim. All right. Tomorrow on the Rick Emerson of the Radio Program, we will endeavor to get to some of those items not gotten to today, including but not limited to this brand new feature that's trying to get me to air, other edible things that you didn't know were edible, and a great high concept email. We want to thank CNN Radio correspondents Jim Roop, Lisa Goddard, and Ed McCarthy. Rick Emerson Show produced it every day, today and every day by the lovely Nillen for AM 970 Solid State Radio. News director Tim Riley, guy with things, Scotty J, other guy with stuff, Dave Zinn, Bob Bide now.
That is, I don't even say the word is.